Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, April 7th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
we're looking for things like the Taoiseach to convene all of the party leaders together. That's to share information.
EU trade ministers meet to discuss Trump tariffs and rise in credit union mortgages being given out. Plus, we've all the other stories making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, international stock markets have fallen dramatically overnight due to fears of a global trade war following Donald Trump's tariffs. Tokyo's Nikkei lost nearly 8%. Australia's main index tumbled more than 6%. Speaking last night, the US president was defiant.
I spoke to a lot of leaders from all over the world. They're dying to make a deal. But I said, we're not going to have deficits with your country. We're not going to do that because to me, a deficit is a loss. We're going to have surpluses or we're at worst going to be breaking even.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach is heading to Luxembourg later for an extraordinary meeting of EU trade ministers. They're coming together to consider the bloc's response to the sweeping tariffs announced by the Trump administration last week. Simon Harris says it's vital there's engagement and negotiation between the EU and the US. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
EU ministers are reflecting on next steps less than a week after Donald Trump announced his list of tariffs, including a blanket 20% on imports from the EU. It followed previous announcements of tariffs on aluminium and steel and precedes another potential round of tariffs for pharma, which could have a significant impact for Ireland. The Taoiseach will make the case for a calm and measured response. Simon Harris says a trade war is in no one's interest, and while it's disappointing to be at this point, there's always time to strike a deal.
One person has died and three more have been injured after another Russian airstrike on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. It comes as the death toll from Friday's deadly attack on Vladimir Zelensky's home city, Kryvyi Rih, continues to rise. In a statement on social media, the Ukrainian president says the intensifying Russian attacks show there's still insufficient international pressure on Moscow for an end to the war. An investigation is underway into a crash in Galway City over the weekend in which a six-year-old girl died. She was cycling her bike on the Headford Road when she was hit by a truck on Saturday. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses and dashcam footage from the junction of the Headford Road and Sandyvale Lawn between 11:45 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Fine Gael councillor Frank Fahey says the local community is in shock following the girl's death.
There's a sense of gloom in the area and community, the local community here on the Headford Road. You know, that something like this could happen on such a beautiful sunny morning. Somebody out walking with their child, enjoying the weather, that something so tragic as this could happen to a young six-year-old child. It's a terrible loss. I'd like to extend my sympathy on behalf of myself, on behalf of the community, to the parents and relatives of the deceased.
There's been a rise of 7% in mortgages being taken out through credit unions. The Irish League of Credit Unions had 104,000 new loans issued from October to December 2024. This amounts to 1,155 loans issued every day. Chief Executive of the Irish League of Credit Unions, Dave Malone, says a few things are leading to more mortgages being drawn down.
Particularly in terms of mortgages, we're finding that there's a couple of aspects that really drive the mortgage activity among our members. The first one is that we offer a very competitive rate in many cases. Our funding model is very different. We have member savings that we recycle and support homeowners in purchasing their homes. This is very different to other competitors. We also don't have the same fluctuation or are subject to the same volatility in our rates because we are not subject to the wholesale money markets for our funding.
The media minister is under fire for rejecting plans for a levy on streaming services like Netflix. Fianna Fáil TD Malcolm Byrne says he's strongly against Minister Patrick O'Donovan's decision to move away from the idea. He says the Oireachtas Media Committee looked at how a levy would help build the film and TV production sector here. Malcolm Byrne thinks the government should push ahead with the plan.
It was a bit of a surprise that Minister O'Donovan seems to be moving back from a decision of the Oireachtas and a decision of government. I would just hope that the Cabinet wouldn't act hastily on this issue, that they would reflect on the evidence-based policy that was behind making this decision.
Severe storms are continuing to work their way across the central eastern United States. The extreme weather has produced a series of tornadoes across several U.S. states. The National Weather Service is warning of widespread flash flooding in the coming days. Tennessee has been hardest hit so far, with at least 10 deaths since the storms began last week. In entertainment news, the Hollywood actor Mickey Rourke, EastEnders actress Patsy Palmer and former Tory MP Michael Fabricant are among the contestants set to compete on Celebrity Big Brother. The series returns on ITV tonight. Last year, former X Factor judges Louis Walsh and Sharon Osbourne caused controversy by making remarks about other celebrities. And in sport, in soccer, Liverpool's 26-game unbeaten run in the Premier League was brought to an end yesterday. Arne Slot's league leaders were beaten 3-2 at Fulham in what was their first away loss in the league this season. Liverpool are 11 points clear of Arsenal, who drew away to Everton on Saturday. Southampton have been relegated after losing 3-1 at Tottenham. It was nil-all between Brentford and Chelsea. Manchester City missed their chance to go fourth with a goalless draw at Manchester United. City boss Pep Guardiola says they couldn't hurt their opponents.
There are a process when the ball is in one side, the player has to be in the right position, but when turning the game, punishing them, and today was not enough good.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.